The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of Pastor Andy's traditional Christian message, originally broadcast on Sunday, March the 16th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a message entitled The Parables of Jesus 21, New Wine and Old Bottles. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 reads as follows, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now, as I said in the first episode of this series on the parables of Jesus, the parables are found in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which are basically their accounts of the time they spent with Jesus Christ. And in the case of new wine and old bottles, this parable is documented in the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So I will read each of these for you. As always, these versions are from the King James Bible. First up, the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 17. "Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved." Next, the book of Mark chapter 2 verse 22. "And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles." And finally, the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 37 through 38. "And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved." You have been part of the traditional Christian message entitled The Parables of Jesus 21, New Wine and Old Bottles. I want to thank all of you for joining me in prayer. We will reconvene next Sunday. And until then, folks, stay strong, God bless, and bye for now.